Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, so here we go. So Ke'Bryan Hayes has been absent. Keona Kella has been absent. Some people are saying, could they have had COVID tests that came back in not in the positive manner, but they're just kind of being made to be out because of that. No one really knows. It's a mystery around both of those guys. Chris, I think it's a very simple proposition, and we don't know. If it was or wasn't, and you have the latitude because of HIPAA laws, because of everything else, to kind of chart your own course through all of this right now, would you give the Pirates, or if you're any Major League Baseball player or any real athlete, professional athlete, would you give them the would you grant them the access to go ahead and, or grant them the permission to tell the media what's going on? Because right now I'm wondering if Kella is going through something else. I'm wondering if Ke'Bryan Hayes, a prize prospect, hurt his arm, hurt his leg, whatever. You can draw some, connect some dots and say perhaps their test just came back and they're made to be in quarantine right now. But I don't know, and both our situations have me worried.
Yeah, I would have no problem giving the organization the go-ahead to just say what's going on, whether it be a definitive positive test or even if I was symptomatic and I had to be held in quarantine until I wasn't and then had a couple of negative tests 24 hours apart, whatever the situation was, I would. And I'm not faulting these guys if they're going through that scenario right now and have decided to tell the team not to share those details. That's okay. But I would say, hey, by all means, share the information, because it's going to lead to speculation. Even in this case, where I would think that if there were an injury of some sort to either one of these guys that was not corona related, we would hear from Derek Shelton or Todd Tomczyk on it, and they would say, hey, here's the deal. Kella's got some forearm stiffness, or right. Ke'Bryan Hayes has an ankle tweak, or whatever it is, to sort of dispel any speculation that's going on. In this case, I think it kind of places the writing on the wall, and we're all left to just kind of say, all right, I guess that's what it is. But that's part of the problem, is we're guessing.
It would be forearm discomfort, mind you, not stiffness.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right.
Pirates' go-to word is discomfort, which we get a big kick out of. I do think it's funny. I'm not knocking the Pirates. I'm just saying it's always discomfort. A guy could get lined in the forehead with a comebacker, exit velo, 193 miles an hour, forehead discomfort, went to AGH.
Yeah.
Forehead discomfort. I do find that funny. But no, I do think it would clear some things up. Now, again, everybody is granted the right to privacy, but it I don't think, and here's the reason too. I don't think that anymore, now that it's so widespread and just terribly that there have been a bunch of people that have died from it, but a lot of athletes and a lot of people in good shape won't die from it. I honestly don't think that there's some sort of stigma with getting COVID, having coronavirus. It's just a luck of the draw at this point.
Yeah, I certainly would not hold anyone until, even if I found out their personal situation, unless they were going out licking lampposts, I'm not going to hold anybody personally responsible for catching the virus. It's going to happen to people who play things perfectly safe, unfortunately. It sounds like positive tests are going to happen. So in that case, no, I can't imagine there would be a negative stigma attached to a player. In fact, I think it presents an interesting opportunity for a player, whether it's in baseball, hockey, whatever, much like Jimmy Johnson went through this past weekend in NASCAR, presents an opportunity for them to be sort of a case study in how You can get a positive test, be asymptomatic, and a few days later even kind of be back to normal everyday life, as much as we have everyday normal life now, because you can get a couple of negative tests 24 hours apart, still be totally asymptomatic, and you're kind of cleared to go back into, again, normal, average, everyday, daily life, for what that passes for these days, and sort of serve as that positive tale of, hey, I tested positive, and yeah, I was out of the mix for a few days. It stunk, but I remained totally healthy for what I felt like. You know, I was totally asymptomatic, and right. Now here I am, right back in the game.
Incredible Cinderella story. Unknown comes out of nowhere, lead the pack at Augusta. Final hole, 455 yards away. He's going to hit about a 2-iron, I think. Boy, he got all of it.
Dilemma.
No.
He's a big hole.
Well, here's why. And especially in the case, well, actually in both their cases equal. Kella has to know he has things in his background that people are skeptical of. And that he hasn't necessarily acquitted himself wonderfully in Pittsburgh. And so if I'm him and I have coronavirus, it puts people at ease in that regard. Hayes has to know he's the future at third base. And gosh, from someone who is a Pirates fan, if they're thinking right now, man, I hope this guy didn't roll his knee. Man, I hope he doesn't have a UCL something, or, you know, or there's compartment syndrome or something's wrong with his arm, because then that sets you back. And again, you don't owe anything to the fans. But I would just want them to be able to check a box off and say, it's not that.
Yeah, well, and I'm left to wonder, too. You know what else I'm left to speculate about is, have these guys had tests taken and maybe the results were inconclusive or still haven't been returned because Major League Baseball has had such a troublesome time the first week of things here, getting these test results back in a timely manner. And I don't know if Major League Baseball or the clubs are allowed to communicate that either. So, you know, you're left wondering about a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you are. You are. And again, there's the assumptions that are made or are going to be made by fans or on people who consume this. Friends. All right, we're on Twitter, 937TheFan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia in Wexford, North Huntington, Uniontown, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Visit at ShorkeyKia.com. Michael McHenry, the Fort, top of the hour, 44 minutes from right now. All right, so the post-game jersey exchange, I saw this. They don't want you to do that in the NFL. After you beat each other's brains in and get sweat and everything all over each other, the post-game jersey exchange is out. So just so you're aware of that, make no mistake.
Do that many guys hang out on the field afterwards and exchange jerseys? That's my first question.
Well, I'll answer that one.
Okay, go ahead.
It used to just be for a select few, but it's gotten into now, like, everybody's finding everybody that has any sort of link. Like, we're from the same state. Our teams played in the – like, a Toledo dude will exchange one with an Akron dude because we played – we're Mac boys, so we do that.
Right.
It used to only be, like, really high-end guys. Like, AB would exchange – like, Ben would exchange – or not even. They would – like, AB would exchange
superstars.
His with, like, Brady, you know?
Right, right. Well, here's my other question, and I don't have a problem with this. Like,
no.
I think it's okay, whatever. I mean, it is what it is. I see one point where, like, okay, you don't want offensive players who haven't mingled with offensive players from the other team, for example, to mingle after the game. Okay, whatever. It's not going to crush anybody to not be able to exchange jerseys. But here's my other question about what happens post-game in the NFL. Typically, we see a big prayer circle at the middle of the field, right? Mm-hmm. Did they say anything about not allowing that?
Well, you're allowed to have church services above 25 people in Western Pennsylvania at this point.
Okay,
so,
there you go. Are we going to have a licensed minister then at midfield to make it an official church service? I mean,
Jesus,
I'm being glib about it, but like, I think it's a question to. I mean, if we're going to really say that as soon as the final whistle goes, all right, your sideline goes that way into your locker room, and your sideline goes that way into your locker room, and never the twain shall meet. Is there going to be a head coach handshake at midfield after the game?
Well, to answer your first question about the circle, the prayer circle, I believe Priest Holmes will be hired by the NFL to
Very
do
nice.
This, considering that Deacon Jones has passed.
Yes.
So there's that. But
Starkey-level wordplay there. Very nice.
I don't know how it's going to work out.
Very nice.
How about this? You know, enough people aren't talking about this. People say it's real simple. Hey, let's wait. Let's wait it out through the winter, and then let's play college football in the spring. You can't. You can't, and I'll tell you why. Appalachian State, they can go and they can play Coastal Carolina. That's great. You can have that game. That's fine. The Ivies, they can play in the spring. That's fine. Alabama can't play LSU, and Ohio State can't play Penn State in the spring. And here's why. Because the NFL is not interested in moving the draft. And high-end guys, they're not interested in playing games in December and January. You tell me about first-round draft picks that are going to want to play games in March, whenever they're about to be drafted in April.
Yeah, and I'd be curious to know, we haven't been given any reason as to why the NFL isn't interested in accommodating this if it were to become... It's a very last resort right now from college football, especially the Power 5 conferences, to move to the spring. I think the first domino to fall was the Big Ten saying, hey, we're conference only. And then we'll maybe see other conferences decide to do that. Maybe they push back a little bit, or maybe they push up. I don't know. But the point is this. Why won't the NFL consider that if they think it's the best way for the Power 5 conferences, especially, and the FBS schools, who most of their players in the draft come from? Why wouldn't the NFL consider pushing their draft back a month and a half if they had to accommodate college football? I'd like to know what their reasoning is for that.
Yeah, because they're not going to uproot their schedule because they still think they're playing games. And they have a free talent pool, and until something really rocks that, then they don't need to do anything to change it. But people come to them, they don't need a minor league system. They got one that's run for free for them. And they get their cake and eat it too, you know?
But would moving the draft back, say, 6 weeks necessarily hamper the offseason program that much? Like, we talked about that back in April, right, when they decided to plow through anyway and still have their draft. We looked at it at one point and said, you know, they could move this back to June, really, if they wanted to, and it wouldn't affect the offseason too much, because how much is really happening at that point that you couldn't just push back a few more weeks? And I wonder the same thing looking into next year. I understand everybody's going to want to get back to business as usual, especially the NFL. But if the extenuating circumstances were that grand, I wonder if they would be willing, why they wouldn't be willing to look at that.
Part of it, I think, honestly, is, and there's no quantification to this, but it's they got to remind people who daddy is. And really, like, that's what we're boss. You're not going to knock us off, and you're not going to tell us what to do. And there's a certain, I think that's a big part of this, to be honest.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.